At this point, Abbot Dorcas felt things had gone far enough. He stood up, kicking the stool aside and raising his voice.
Silence! This is not the way Red Wallers are supposed to behave! Stop all this bickering right now!
There were shamefaced murmurs of apology from some. Then the peace was restored. Dorcas waited until he had calmed down sufficiently to continue.
You will all receive your possessions again in good time. Orquil, speak truly now. Is there anything you took which cannot be returned? Tell me.
The young hedgehog shook his head slowly.
Not that I can think of, Father. Only food from the kitchens and some cider from Mr. Benjo's cellar.
Benjo Tips recalled the two flagons of special pale cider which he had been storing for the midsummer feast. He bit his lip and held the silence. Then Dorcas put the question to them all.
Orquil Prink has admitted what he has done. It isn't the first time he's been caught stealing. We've never had any Red Waller thieving from his friends before. Now, what do you say we do about it? Other times I've put him to scouring pots in the kitchens or confined him to the dormitory, but it seemed to have no effect on him. So I ask you, what is his punishment to be?
There was a momentary pause, then Marjorie Dubbage was heard to whisper to Fen Bluepaw.
I'd send that young villain packing away from our abbey. 'Tis all he deserves.
Grandspike Niblow uttered a strangled sob.
Oh, no, don't say that. Give him a chance.
Formal Berf spoke, contributing his sensible mole logic.
I'd send him away from his abbey, but only for one season. Mayhaps 'twill teach a young'un a lesson.
Abbot Dorcas shook his mole friend's paw heartily.
Thank you, Berf. That's the ideal solution. Are we all agreed on that?
Every beast held up their paws, with the exception of two, Fen and Marja. The abbot stared levelly at them. Skipper and Benjo glared at the pair. Grandspike gazed pleadingly at them. For a moment, nothing happened. Then, bit by bit, the recorder and the bell ringer raised the paws. The abbot gave a beaming smile.
Good. Then that's a full show of paws. Thank you.
His face turned stern as he addressed the parolee.
Orquil Prink, you are not permitted to enter Redwall Abbey for the space of one season until the first autumn leaves appear. We hope that on your return to us you will appreciate this place and become a useful and honest creature among your friends. The life you must lead outside these walls will perhaps teach you a lesson. You must fend for yourself, find your own food and shelter, and avoid harm. Grandspike Niblo will give you some stout clothing, and Friar Chondras will provide you with sufficient plain food to last 3 days. Make good use of your time out there. Think of us as we will be thinking of you. Above all, do not steal anything which does not belong to you. I hope you return to us as an honest and more resolute young creature. You may go, and may good fortune be with you, Orquil.
Evening sunlight shaded the western flatlands, turning the outer walls to a dusty warm rose. Descending larks sang their evensong as Orquil rambled away north up the dusty path outside Redwall Abbey. He heaved a gusty sigh, wiping the last of Canspike's tears from his brow. Turning, he took a backward glance at the abbey. The huge sandstone edifice stood serene and unchanging from bell tower to arched windows, with stained glass reflecting the sinking sun in rainbow hues. Shouldering the staff, which carried a food pack tied to one end, he turned away, sniffed and wiped his eyes. Ah well, he'd gotten off fairly lightly, considering the offences he'd perpetrated. The good old abbey would still be there on his return at autumn. He'd be a reformed character by then. But meanwhile, he wasn't being hunted, lectured at, tied up in the gatehouse, interrogated or told off. Here was the open road before him, the woodlands, plains, hills and streams to roam unhindered, free as the breeze, and with no beast to tell him how he should behave. Orquil Prink leapt in the air and shouted aloud.
This ends Disc 1.